Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Boom, boom. Now you're welcome back. Well, we have a listen to the CMO, the Chief Medical Officer, Breda Smith. She's warned that we're in the eye of a respiratory storm. Her words, heading into Christmas with cases of COVID and flu rising. Let's have a listen.
Overnight, we have seen 120 cases of COVID diagnosed in our hospitals around the country, and also we have 19 cases in ICU. And this increased significantly over the last 7 days, even though it was from a low base. Mm-hmm. We have also seen a 75% increase in our flu cases and 35% increase in our hospitalizations. So this winter, we actually have both COVID and flu circulating at the same time, given rise to significant morbidity. Also, of those in the flu category that are being hospitalised, they predominantly are over 65, but also our children. And we've seen a 65% increase, although with small numbers, in our hospitalised children aged 5 to 14. Mm. So I am urging people, there are things we can do. So I am urging people to try and engage in the things that we can do to try and reduce this effect on our population and stay healthy over Christmas.
And that's the Chief Medical Officer, Breda Smith, speaking on the News at One this afternoon. Well, for more on this, we're joined by Kingston Mills, who's Professor of Experimental Immunology at Trinity College Dublin. Kingston Mills, you're very welcome to the programme. Right on cue, I suppose, these viruses spreading again in the week of Christmas. Is it any surprise to you that there's such a rapid increase in the last week?
Good afternoon. Not really. I mean, it's very different from last winter, in that last winter we had a huge number of COVID cases and very few flu. And this year we're having, you know, a plethora of respiratory pathogens, COVID, influenza, RSV, and also strep A that we heard about, a bacterial infection. So this is partly as a result of the fact that in the previous two winters we didn't have sort of socializing we're having this winter. So it makes for the ideal conditions for transmitting respiratory pathogens when a lot of people are congregating indoors and there's more socializing and travel. Now, you know, the good thing from the COVID perspective is that a lot of people have been, you know, vaccinated three or maybe four times. A lot of people have been infected. So there's a lot of immunity in the general population against COVID. With influenza, the uptake, you know, it's still not great on the vaccine. And it's really the high-risk people in the older age group and the younger that need to get the flu vaccine.
So can COVID, we take it one by one, Kingston?
Yeah, sorry.
You're okay, because there's an awful lot in people's minds as well. So in terms of the booster for COVID, if people are eligible, should they get it, in your opinion?
Absolutely. I mean, the latest COVID vaccine that's now available is a bivalent vaccine, which is a combination of the original Wuhan strain and also either the BA1 or the BA5 strain, which is a variant that came from Omicron. The BA5 is the one that's the dominant circulating strain, although there are a lot of other variants that are beginning to emerge as well. So the BA5 version of the vaccine, the bivalent vaccine that has BA5 in it, is a very good vaccine at stopping serious disease from COVID-19 circulating right now. Mm-hmm. So anyone that's at high risk and older, over 50, or in the younger age group that has the underlying medical condition that is eligible for the vaccine should consider getting the COVID vaccine. Because, I mean, the data are very clear. People who have had not have had the vaccine are, by and large, at higher risk of developing severe disease, being hospitalized and dying from COVID compared to those who have been vaccinated.
What if you had a booster at this time of year last year, or in the years since then, you might have had COVID? Does that count as an infection?
Yeah,
or
I mean, the
counts
infection
as a,
would give
a,
you
almost a, like a vaccine, I should say.
Exactly. I mean, the infection gives you a boost in the immunity. So if you've had Omicron or you won't be told which virus you've had, but if you've had it in January and February, you're most likely to have the original Omicron, whereas if you had it more recently, you're most likely to have one of the variants. I mean, these will boost immune response that has been generated with the vaccine. So in effect, you will be more likely to have better protection if you've had the vaccines plus the infection. But there's lots of people who will not have had the infection, you know, who might be at high risk, and it would be advisable for them to get boosted.
And in terms of the
year previously.
Okay. Yeah. And what about the flu vaccine then? Is that just a no-brainer to get it?
Yeah, I mean, again, the older age group and the younger. I mean, it's different from COVID in that with flu, the younger children and infants can get very severe influenza, whereas with COVID, it tends to be the older population only, whereas with flu, it's both the older and the younger. So, you know, the flu vaccine, especially the nasal one that's used for adolescents, is highly effective and very easy to administer. So, you know, that's really one that people should consider getting. Okay. And certainly for the older people, the injectable vaccine is also pretty effective. And it's, of course, changed every year, the vaccine, and we have a new vaccine this year to account for the changes in influenza that occur on an annual basis.
Okay, and there is advice to mask up if you're in a crowded setting and so on, and stay home if you have symptoms, and to make use of tests and so on. Look, we'll leave it there for the moment. Let's hope things get better and not worse. Have a great Christmas. Kingston Mills, Professor of Experimental Immunology at Trinity College Dublin.